It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together. Got joy in my soul. God is in control. Like I've stayed down on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back.
To the Blog Talk Radio. I think most of you know, hold on here, that this is our 40-day fasting deadline for more power with God. But I'm really, really, really motivated. I mean, really motivated. And you're going to see why this morning. Well, you're going to get a better idea of why anyway. But get your paper towels handy, because I'm going to show enough do deliverance every day during these 40 days. And I'm really impressed with God. I mean, really impressed with God, because I'm not certain what's going to happen every day. But I'm going to tell you something. Yesterday, I'm happy with God. Today, I'm even happier. And I'm going to fulfill this assignment this morning in the name of Jesus. So I want you to make sure that you are somewhere at the end of this message where you can receive some deliverance. This morning, our deliverances this morning will be the best, the bomb, the kickoff. And I'm happy because no matter what the flack is, I get from it. And I know there's going to be some conversation behind it. I know God told me to do it, and I'm doing it, and I'm expecting to see the fruit. Now, I can't help you too much because I tried to, but I'm telling you this morning, I'm coming against Satan in the name of Jesus. Straight up, starting it out right. So, if you got your Bible handy, I'm coming from Revelation chapter 12, verses 7 through 12. And then there will be deliverance at the end of this message. I got some spirits. I almost don't have them all, but I hope I got the main ones, and so that I can do what God told me to do. Revelation chapter 12. Verse 7 through 12, I'm reading from the Authorized King James Version, 1611. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, Satan. And the dragon, Satan, fought and his angels. And they prevailed not. In other words, they lost. Neither was their place found anymore in heaven. They lost and were kicked out of heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, old serpent called the devil, and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Scriptures say, verse 10, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ, and the power of his anointed one. For the accuser of our brethren is cast out. Praise God. Get ready for some deliverance this morning. I'm telling you, this will be my second deliverance. I've been doing deliverance since about 2 o'clock this morning, really. And then I had to try to get this message in. But I am so fired up because the deliverance this morning led me into what I'm doing right now and the kickoff for the 40 days. Okay? So, the accuser of our brethren is cast down, our God, day and night. And they overcame him, the dragon, Satan, the devil, the old serpent, with his deception and accusations. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. You see, Jesus said to us in Luke chapter 10, verse 18, and he, Jesus, said unto them, his disciples, his believers, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Continuing on here in Revelation 12, therefore, rejoice ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them, Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. The first thing that I want you to think about this morning is this. Satan, his fallen angels, the devil, demons, the dragon, serpents, scorpions, evil human spirits, temptation and compromise. Everything that comes from Satan, the accuser of the brethren, comes from a fallen death and darkness position and has only one purpose, and that purpose is to bring you and I down. There was a war. The devil was cast out of heaven to the earth. Cast out to the earth. However, in the name of Jesus, the word of God says that God created man, you and I, in his own image. Genesis 1:27. So God created man in his own image, in the image of God, created he him, male and female, created he them. Goes on in Genesis 1:28. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, us, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Now, obviously, the serpent was one, alive, and two, moving upon this earth at that time. Genesis chapter 3 says, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And the serpent said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of the tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Gods, little gods. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God. They heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked and I hid myself. Brothers and sisters, that I was afraid is the biggest trick in the book. But let's go on. Because I was naked and I hid myself. And he said, who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree? Whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? And the man said, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord said unto to the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, look what she said. The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow shalt thou bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. And unto Adam he said, excuse me, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it for thy sake, in sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground. For out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. And Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. Unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothe them. And the Lord God said, behold, the man as one of us to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore, the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword, which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. Revelation 12 and 7 says, and there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels. Revelation chapter 12, verse 9 says, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. That old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. Brothers and sisters, I'm here today to bless you with spiritual and spirit understanding that will allow you to become filled with more of the fullness of God. I'm of the opinion that it is a disgrace for any believer to be in any captivity to the serpent Satan, the devil, or any evil human spirit. It is a disgrace, any believer, to be held in captivity and stripped of God's love, God's power, God's blessings by Satan and any devil or demon. The word of God, brothers and sisters, is the perfect will of God. And God wants us to destroy the works of Satan. 1 John 3 and 8 says, for this purpose, the Son of God was made manifest, to destroy the works of the devil. And God wants us to do the same thing to Lucifer. God wants us to do the same thing to Satan that he did with him. He cast him out. He cast him out of heaven. He cast him out of everything that was good. And God wants you and I to cast the devil out, to cast the devil down, to defeat Satan, to defeat the devil. And he's told us and given us what we need to do it with and through His living word. We're to do it through the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are destroying, and we have been given the mandate from God to destroy the devil's false kingdom. And we've been given everything we need to do it with by the power of the finished work of the cross. By the same power that has power over all the power of the enemy. Power over Satan, power over Lucifer, power over death, hell, and the grave. Brothers and sisters, I want to tell you something. You do not have to be lacking of any of the goodness and the good blessings of God. You're not supposed to be lacking anything spiritually. You're not supposed to be lacking anything naturally. You're not supposed to be lacking anything mentally. You're not supposed to be lacking anything financially. And you're not supposed to be lacking anything physically. Nothing that exists upon this earth does a believer have to be in want of. I'm not making this up. God says it. Your favorite psalm says it. The world's favorite psalm says it. Psalm 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Hear me today. Satan is fallen. Satan has fallen. He remains in a fallen state today. Anything that you have in common with him is bringing you down. Thing that you have in common with Satan, Lucifer, the devil, demons, or any evil human spirit is bringing you down. It's destroying you. It's stealing from you. It's killing you and destroying you. You got me? The devil only has one purpose. He only has one purpose, and that is to bring you down. Look at what the devil said to Jesus when he came as the tempter to bring Jesus down. First, Satan, the devil, took Jesus up on a very high mountain. Showed Jesus all the kingdoms of the world, his or the world's glory under his power. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 9, Satan says here, oh, by the way, for all you naysayers and unbelievers following them voices, Satan has a voice. I'm going to repeat that. Satan has a voice. And he says right here, talking to Jesus in Matthew 4 and 9, all these things will I give you if you will fall down and worship me. Using his voice to talk to Jesus. I say Satan using his voice to talk to Jesus, saying, Jesus, if you will become fallen like I am and worship me, in other words, Satan takes his voice and talks to you and me today. He says, if you will become sick, if you will become diseased, if you will become fallen like I am, if you will become stupid, if you will become miserable, if you will become fallen like I am, if you will become mentally ill, if you will become negative, if you will become an alcoholic or a drug addict, if you will become falling down like me, if you will become broke and in poverty, if you will become falling down like me, sexually immoral, if you will follow me and become like I am, that's all I want, because that's worship to me. That's what the voice of Satan says. But when Satan tried to put his voice on Jesus, and Jesus had been led up there to be tempted by him, so Jesus knew his voice. Jesus was waiting for him. Jesus told him, Satan, go, get thee hence, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? That's found in Isaiah 14:12, brothers and sisters. Lucifer, cut down to the ground. Cut down. You see, it was Lucifer who was renamed Satan because Lucifer had been assigned heavy responsibilities in heaven and in the universe. The Bible says, yet Lucifer's proud heart sought after more. Note this, brothers and sisters. So the first evil spirit ever recorded in the Bible as being cast out was Lucifer, who became Satan, the adversary or opponent, who became the devil, who became the tempter, who became the dragon, who became the serpent, who became the deceiver, who became Beelzebub, who became the murderer, who became the father of lies, who became the prince of this world, who became the little g of this world system, who became the leader of the kingdom of evil, and today, get this, today he is still becoming whatever he needs to be in your life to bring you down, to make you fall. Satan will become sickness if it will make you fall. Satan will become disease if it will make you fall. Satan will become mental insanity if it will make you fall. Satan will become witchcraft if it will make you fall. Satan will become financial poverty if it will make you fall. Satan will become the destroyer of your good marriage if it will make you fall. Satan will become the destroyer of your good life if it will make you fall. Satan will even cause you to die prematurely if it will make you fall. No, I haven't gone too far yet. I can prove it in the book of Job, chapter 1. A man named Job describes as perfect and upright. Did you know Job's name means repent? Or one who turns back to God? That's just an interesting little note, isn't it? Job was rich. Job was a good man, morally and religiously upright. Satan had obviously been going to and from in the earth, walking up and down in it, seeking whom he may devour. First Peter 5:8 says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. So now we see Satan become the devourer and the destroyer. Something very interesting is happening here. Job 1:8. And the Lord God said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect man, and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil, that means he kept away from evil. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, Job fear God for not, in other words, does Job fear you for no good reason? Understand here, brothers and sisters, Satan, the devil, tries to accuse God here of creating such an ideal situation for Job that his love for the Lord must surely spring from an ulterior motive. Verse 10, hast not thou made a hedge about him and about his house and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. Satan the accuser says, thine hand now, and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face. Verse 12, and the Lord God said unto Satan, behold, all that he hath is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thine hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. There are two things here I want you to make a mental note of. One, Satan is always limited by God. Two, this is no cruel experiment. The Lord is not trying to destroy Job's faith, but rather to prove that his faith is real and sufficient. God's plan is that the sufferings of Job would develop his faith, would lead to increased blessings for Job, would deliver him, and would be used for the benefit of countless other sufferers throughout centuries. God would then use Job's example to provide us with an example of the devil's fallen works, used by himself, meaning God, to bring about his expected end, to bring about his end, which is good, to bring about his end, which brings blessing for those who love him. Job had been afflicted by Satan the destroyer, destroying his servants, destroying his sheep, destroying all his cattle, destroying his children, destroying all of his material possessions. Satan the murderer, Satan the spoiler, Satan the destroyer. Oh my God. Satan becoming whatever he needed to become in order to afflict Job. But Job did not, hear me, fall down. He didn't fall down to Satan's fallen nature. Now, brothers and sisters, Satan is in unbelief. Imagine! Now Satan is in unbelief. So Satan walks back up to heaven, approaches God, and says in Job chapter 2, verse 4, skin for skin, yea, all that a man hath will he give for his life. according to Satan, a man or a woman's true character can only be seen when he or she is afflicted personally, physically, materialistically, or financially. So Satan says, but put forth thine hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse thee to your face. Chapter 2, around verse 6, and the Lord said unto Satan, behold, he is in thine hand, but save his life. Listen to this, brothers and sisters. The word of God, the Bible says, the Bible shows us that Satan knew that God had a hedge around Job. He knew he had a hedge around his house and everything Job had on every side. Satan knew that God had blessed the work of Job's hand and that Job possessed a lot. Hear me this morning. Satan doesn't care what he knows to be true. Hear what I'm about to tell you. Satan doesn't care about what he knows to be true. Because this is one thing that Satan knows, and we seem to forget. Satan knows that he possesses the ability to become whatever evil, negative, ungodly situation, ungodly thing, ungodly circumstance. He knows that he has the ability to become whatever sickness or disease that he wants to. He has the ability to become whatever misery or whatever torment that it will take within his worldly, earthly, spiritual power, whatever it will take to make you fall. He knows he has the ability to become that. And especially to become whatever it is he needs to, that will create a gap within your God-given hedge of protection. He knows he has the ability to become whatever ungodly spirit he needs to accuse us, our sinful, prideful nature to God, causing God to say, have you tried my servant? Whatever your name is. But God knows that he God, brothers and sisters, is going to use whatever to perfect our faith in those areas. So that you and I, like Job, can say, I now know, God, that thou canst do everything and that no thought can be withholden from thee. Who is he that hideth counsel without knowledge? Therefore have I uttered that I understood not, things too wonderful for me, which I knew not. Hear, I beseech thee, and I will speak. I will demand of thee, and declare thou unto me. I have heard of thee, God, by the hearing of the ear. But now, God, mine eyes see you. Job 42:6. Wherefore, I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. And what happens then? God begins restoration. God began Job's restoration. Job 42 and 10. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. The phrase, turn the captivity, is a metaphor meaning to make an end of misery, expressing the restoration which turned Job's life happy again. B. Circumstances. Happy life. Brothers and sisters, a happy life represents God's promises to us in manifestation, presents God's promised salvation, God's promised healing, God's promised deliverance, and God's promised restoration. Don't get me wrong, we understand and believe and know salvation is always by grace through faith and never by works. Nevertheless, brothers and sisters, final rewards are man's deeds. Hear me correctly on this. Salvation is always by grace through faith and never by works. Final rewards are certainly according to a man's deeds. The Bible says it. I hope you heard me correctly on this. And I want you to prepare yourself to accept, believe and receive as a believer for us called to be believers, the death, burial and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ guarantees ultimate restoration. All believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, you are God's heir, joint heir with the Lord Jesus. All things belong to God on this earth, and as a child of God, all things belong to us. As a child of God, I want to share something with you. God is love. God loves you. God is good. So his love for you got to be good. God loves you. He is your heavenly Father. Revelation 3:19 says, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. It says, be zealous therefore and repent. This morning, brothers and sisters, I'm going to cast Satan out your life in the name of Jesus. And I'm going to break the power of Satan to bring war against you any longer, in any way that he ever has before, in the name of Jesus. You got your paper towels handy? God got me starting at the top on this 40-day deliverance fast. I want you to renounce Satan in the name of Jesus. Satan, I renounce you. Satan, I renounce you. Tell him. And I break your power to bring war against me any longer. I rebuke any way before that you brought war against me. And I bind all your warring spirits to you. And in the name of Jesus, I cast you out. Go, Satan. Go. And all supporting spirits of war unloose against anyone on this line this morning. Go. 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 In the name of Jesus, I command that warring spirit. Go. In the name of Jesus, I destroy the power of the dragon. Go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I command your power to go to zero. And all spirits in your operation, I bind you right now. Go. In the name of Jesus, I bind, break, and destroy the power of satanic deception. I destroy the power of the deceiver. Go. I command your power to go to zero. And I cast you down, and I cast you out. Go. Go this morning in Jesus' name. Go right now. In the name of Jesus, I destroy the works of the accuser of the brethren and every satanic spirit. Unloose, command all your works to be burned and destroyed by the fire of God, utterly consumed and destroyed. In the name of Jesus, go! 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 In the name of Jesus, I destroy the works of the serpent, Satan. The Lord God rebuke you. I destroy every counterfeit, guising voice of Satan. In the name of Jesus, I destroy every satanic, deaf, and dumb spirit under your command. By the authority, in the name of Jesus, I bind you and your works up, and I command you, go! Go right now! Go! I destroy your lying, counterfeit voices. Go! Go to the pit until the day of judgment of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, I break the power of Satan's lightning strikes of destruction. Go! Right now in the name of Jesus. And I destroy every word cursed ever used by any evil human conduit of Satan. Go! 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 In the name of Jesus, I bind up the supporting spirits of destruction and the destroyer. Go! In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I bind up every angel of light, devil, demon, serpent, dragon, scorpion, temptation, and the negative spirit of compromise that has been unloosed by Satan upon anyone under the sound of my voice. I bind you up in chains and fetters of iron, covered with a blood covering of the blood of Jesus. And I bind you not to be able to come again. In Jesus' name. Right now I cast you down. And I cast you out. Go. In the name of Jesus. Go right now. In the name of Jesus. I destroy the spirit of satanic subtlety. Go. In the name of Jesus. And in the name of Jesus, I break and destroy the spirits of disgrace unloosed by Satan go! All of you spirits that I've commanded to go, I command your power to go to zero. And I bind you in the name of Jesus from coming back. Go! I break, bind, and destroy the power of the fear of the will of the people of God. Go! Get out. And in the name of Jesus, I destroy the seed, the fruit, and the works of captivity. Go! Loose God's people and let them go. In the name of Jesus, them go. Go! Get out. Go! Loose that body. Go! Get out of that heart. Go in the name of Jesus. Loose that man. Go in the name of Jesus. Go right now. In the name of Jesus, I break and destroy the spirit of captivity to any witchcraft, black magic, white magic, sorcery, shamanism. Go! Go! I break your bondage this morning. Loose that will. Loose that will. Go! In the name of Jesus. Go. 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 Get out! Come no more. In the name of Jesus. Go. Father God, I thank you right now. Fill every area that's been emptied out. I loose the power of God to be fruitful, multiply. I loose the power of God, people of God, to have dominion. I loose salvation and strength. Father God, refresh, restore, replenish your anointing. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, this morning, you, because you are our Lord, Jesus, and we declare and decree, we will bow our knees to no other. Father, thank you this morning. Thank you this morning for giving us a refresher and replenish us with power, fresh oil. Strengthen our will. Build us back up. Strengthen the bones this morning. Replenish the marrow in the bones this morning. Heal the bones this morning. And we'll be ever so grateful to give you all the praise, give you all the honor, and give you all the glory. Strengthen us to be able to go into day two. Of this 40-day fast. Knowing that the voice of Satan has been bound. Father God, by the power of your Holy Spirit, lead us. Guide us. Direct us into your truth. This is Erica Joseph Shepherd. I always remember, brothers and sisters, that the spirits are truly subject unto you.
Mighty Grill, put your hands together. Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.